Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You here at WCWP.org. We are in the last, 15 minutes of the show?
I know.
How could that be?
I know. Well, we were all just talking about each other's outfits during the break. The important thing.
Yes, we all
it's
are
quite
tied
the fashionable
together.
Crew. Yes.
We are looking for the day when we're on television.
That's right.
And
we're preparing.
Yes.
Dan has us nervous that's coming soon. But you know what I also really love, and I want to remind people, any organizations out there or groups, if you have information that you want to promote or programs or events or anything, please email me. A lot of groups do this now. And it's really great because there's so many wonderful opportunities and programs within North Hempstead, you know, obviously through the town, but really at these other libraries especially too. So the Hillside Library really is a fabulous library. And there's a really amazing programs coming up there. So coming up on December 10th is Finding a Job Over 50. There will be a career counselor, Jamie Petrizzo, who's going to address some issues that arise and give suggestions on how to handle certain questions and how to improve your resume and different things and kind of just get you reacclimated into the workforce if you haven't been in it, which I think is really great because, you know, whether it's a part-time job or whatever it might be, it's definitely a great thing to attend.
December 10th?
December 10th, 2:30 p.m., the Hillside Library.
That's my son's 23rd birthday. I'm just putting it out
there.
Oh,
wow.
Aww.
Also, we, through Project Independence, have offered a bunch of them, and we finished our seminars on this, but it's this Medicare open enrollment period is going on till December 9th, so you're still able to make different changes if you so wish. So there's going to be another Medicare seminar over at the Hillside Public Library Tuesday, November 27th, and that's at 7 p.m. They'll really go over all the updates, which I really encourage people to do.
It's getting close. So
yeah,
really,
and I know a lot
there.
Of people really attended ours. It's always a popular program, so I encourage people to check that out. On December 5th, which is really nice, they're offering a holiday party for adults over at Hillside Library. So join your friends, neighbors, and fellow readers for great conversation and refreshment. They're going to talk about different books that are going to be coming out, adult releases, how to reserve books online, how to register for programs. There'll be a raffle. It's a nice kind of holiday.
And, you know, Hillside Library has been really very nice to Project Independence.
Yes, absolutely.
Letting us hold our advisory meetings there at times when we don't have other space. They're very supportive of Project Independence and do a lot of great things for, you know, the 50 and over population, 60 and over, and of course children as well.
Absolutely. And it's just nice that these programs are all free to attend. So what's also exciting, which should be a fun one, is Sunday, September 9th at 1:30 p.m. There's a holiday concert.
Did you say September?
I thought I said December. A holiday concert featuring Jerry and Jeremiah Cardone, who are going to be doing Sinatra performances over at the library, too, which should be exciting as well. So.
Oh, yeah. We've had Jerry over at Funday Monday.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right.
A few times. Yeah.
And then they offer movies at the Hillside Library. So there's a whole bunch of different programs over there to definitely check out. So you can call 311 and I could always give you that information again if
Great.
You need so. Also, in the holiday season, there's the Veterans Donation Drive that is taking place. There's boxes at a bunch of different locations, but there is one over at Clinton G. Martin Park, I know. And they're really looking for new clothing, sizes large and up, new trial size toiletries, unscented body lotion, brushes, combs, deodorant, shaving creams, nail clippers, razors, toothpaste, and lap blankets. And what I also like, too, is they're asking for forever postage stamps and phone cards, which I think is really is really nice. And there's a whole bunch of different things. So if you want more information, call 311 about that.
And it is important, too, when you're donating, that you do donate newer type
right.
products.
Right. No, it's absolutely. That's
it
what
has to go
for.
To somebody. And the last thing people want to do is, you know, receive something that is kind of ripped or torn or not in great shape. And
especially with these toiletries, you know, I always say to people, if you're, you know, doing your shopping, you know, just if you throw in an extra toothpaste or whatever it might be, you know, I mean, even dollar stores now have like all kinds of things. It's nice. And it's always really important around this holiday season to really especially remember our veteran population.
Now, is this primarily men that we're getting stuff? Because it says, I mean, I'm looking at this and assuming, but yet veterans can be ladies also.
Yeah.
And they could also be family, right, part of the family.
And I think, listen, this is just what's needed because they're running low on it. So obviously, if there's any kind of female-centered products as well, you know, they would take too. But this is just things that they were particularly in need of this season.
But if it's not a large size and it's a smaller size?
Yeah, I think they would take, you know, this is, that's really, I think, focusing on the male vets, which is, you know, these are things that are especially needed for them. So it can't hurt. But I really want to remind people, please, it's not like a garbage dump. You know, don't throw your used clothes in there. They're looking for new things. So just remember that.
All right.
Also, throughout North Hempstead, there's been these our fabulous receiver of taxes, Charlie Berman, has been providing different seminars, which I really encourage people to go. I mean, nobody wants to pay high taxes. So anything you could possibly
do
to lower them is important. So you could learn here different changes to STAR, the basic and enhanced, different exemptions for senior citizens, for veterans, and really how to help lower your property taxes. So the next one coming up is going to be this Monday at 6:30 p.m. over at the Westbury Public Library. And then there'll be one on Tuesday at Bryant Library in Roslyn.
And the one on Monday is at night. So if you're working, you can get there at 6:30.
Absolutely.
And the one on Tuesday is like lunchtime.
Yeah. So it's and you know, you could always call through on one and be connected to them as well.
Yeah.
But it's really, I think, beneficial to learn kind of how to lower your property taxes. And Charlie does a fabulous job with that as well. So definitely check that out. And Supervisor Bosworth, every year we really try and remind people to shop local. So this, they're calling it Shop Small for the holidays. And this event is November 24th, and which is Black Friday, you know, which is the big shopping day of the year. And the town's really is really telling people to go to these local businesses because it's so important. There's really interesting things. They're going to be offering different sales as well. And the town's a proud sponsor of Small Business Saturday. Oh, the Saturday is the 24th. It's not Black Friday. I just realized. The town is a proud sponsor of Small Business Saturday, a joint partnership between Women Impacting Public Policy and the Small Business Saturday Coalition. So definitely check that out. And a lot of these North Hempstead businesses also offer veteran discounts. So that also is tied into. And I want to really remind people to check that out. So if you're thinking, you know, North Hempstead certainly has a lot of shopping opportunities as well.
You know, everybody likes small shops and local towns on Main
Street. No, you're able to find a lot of interesting things, too.
You got to shop there, though, to keep them open. You can't just keep going off the internet and to the big department stores. So really important. Really important message to shop local, shop small.
No, and it keeps, you know, it keeps the community flourishing, which is definitely something important to do. So
and we check do have great shopping in town of North Hempstead, I have to say.
And I think we've all frequented, you know, all those things.
Yes, I think we all know.
But also North Hempstead approved the 2019 budget plan, and they're staying under the state tax cap, which is always something they strive to do. I won't bother you with the nitty-gritty. You could always find that out, you know, by going to the North Hempstead website, and they have everything listed there. So that's all available. So check that out as well.
And that's the 2019 budget. And we really, in this town, they do strive to get that done before, you know, election so that nobody questions anything.
Absolutely.
And they really get it done in a good time frame, and it's out there for people to review. You can go to the website, Town of North Hempstead website,
and take a look at it. Yeah, they have it all listed. Coming up through Project Independence is on November 28th is Technology for the Terrified, Online Banking Made Easy. It's presented by Barbara Melman, who's been on our show numerous times too. She's a Project Independence volunteer. And this, you know, I love these Technology for the Terrified series she does because every series has presentation has a different theme. So this one, you're going to learn how to access online mobile banking and all the benefits. And it's at Clinton G. Martin Park at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Bring your iPhone, iPad, or Mac laptop. But you need to register for this because space is limited.
Okay.
So definitely.
2 minutes left there, Miss. Oh, just check it
out. Oh my God! Wow, there's like so much stuff.
There's so much stuff going on here.
It's like papers everywhere. Also, I want to remind people that Project Independence offers wonderful social groups. And one we were actually talking about during the break is the fabulous programming that goes on at the Yes We Can Community Center.
Oh, yes.
And so it starts with What in the World is Going On? And that is on Fridays. It's at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's another Project Independence volunteer who is Armin Rosenblatt. And you go there and you talk about current and world events. I know Rebecca's actually seen it.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I was out there, and the group was lively. The discussion was terrific, and there was it was serious at times and a lot of laughter. And following, they do the mindful coloring, so it's really like a continuation of the group.
Right.
And then they're coloring, so their minds go in a different place. You know, it's more playful. And they were hysterical laughing the last half hour. And I went in there and I said, I think I told you, what's going on in here? And they're like, we're just talking about when we were kids. You wouldn't understand. I was like, okay. Yeah.
But no, it's really great. But that, Rebecca's referring to is the Color Me Calm class.
Yes.
And that follows it at 12:30 p.m.
And all this stuff really we can great. Find on, you can call 311.
Absolutely.
I want to thank everybody here at the station, Victoria Honorado, Janine Solero, the administrator, Dan Cox. It's just great to be able to host a show, especially would like to thank Ann Hirsch for co-hosting and just being a terrific part of Project Independence, Dr. Levy and Diane Ficaloro, and it's just been another great show, and the wonderful Christina. So
and Rebecca
and myself.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Have a safe weekend and look forward to hosting the show again in the future. Have a great day and a safe weekend.